The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security. Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and encourages you to change your core beliefs to make your life better. If you are ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I have a question for you today. The question is, if you could see the future of the supply and demand curve, if you could tell what it was that the marketplace was going to demand in the future and what it was going to resolve to no longer desire in the future, do you think you could make a lot of money? And the answer should be yes. You should believe that you can make a lot of money, although a lot of you won't take any action. A lot of you have just resigned to follow along with everyone else as lemmings into the 401k world, the IRA world, stock market, life insurance, annuities, and the basic belief system that the world's just going to go on like it's gone on forever. But there have been times in the past where major disruptions have changed the way people have lived. And those that were able to see that and capitalize on that change in society were the ones that became ultra rich. I'm suggesting to you today, my friends, that there is that type of a change going on right now. It's happening right before our eyes. It's accelerating. In other words, it's not just happening, it's happening faster and faster as time goes along. And I'm going to suggest to you that it is a non-reversible event. It's an event that normally would have been reversed by what you would call supply and demand curves and cycles and business cycles. But as I spoke about the one day when I did the Black Swan event conversation, some things just change in a way that has nothing to do with a cycle, in a way that has nothing to do with going away from or coming back towards a norm. They just flat change, and they never go back. Let me give you an example. Let's say, for instance, that your entire net worth was wrapped in the fact that you believed that transportation was always going to be horses, horse and buggy. Then a gentleman by the name of Ford, Henry Ford, comes along and says, hey, this anomaly called an automobile, which had been around for a while, this anomaly, the problem with it, it's just not being produced the right way. And if it were correctly produced in a mass-produced method that people could afford it, they would prefer to have a car over an animal that actually takes craps in their front yard, has to be cleaned up after, have to be fed, have to be cleaned, have to be taken care of. They would much rather have an automobile that is simple and easy to use. You put gasoline in it, you start it, you drive. That's it. When you're done, you turn it off and you park it and you leave it. It doesn't have to be groomed. It doesn't have to be fed. It doesn't have to be taken care of. Now, the people that believe in horseback travel would never have believed that people would change. People that made a living by creating saddles, people that made a living by creating buggies, people who made a living by being a blacksmith, all of a sudden one day woke up to a world that had completely changed. Completely changed. There was none of that necessary anymore. And all of those industries virtually disappeared overnight. And yet, the automobile industry flourished. If you could have known that, could you not have gotten out in front of that? Could you not have figured out things to do to be well ahead of that curve? But you might say to yourself, no, Dell, that was just a temporary blip. That's just a temporary change in a cycle. And I believe it's going to return. People will get tired of cars. And I'm here to tell you they never got tired of cars. I think you know that. I'm also here to tell you that people no longer want to own homes. People want to rent. And you think it's a cycle. You think it's going to go back. And I'm here to share with you, I don't believe that at all. I believe it's a fundamental change in the American psyche that has changed so radically over the last 10 years that it will never go back. Why? Because the fundamental psyche of everybody in our country has changed to an instantaneously, gratificationally diseased stimulation. And today, I'm going to share with you 14 reasons why people will never buy homes again. Yes, 14 solid reasons why they'll never buy homes again. But now, here's the thing you got to understand, is the very 14 reasons why they will never buy real estate again is absolutely 14 reasons why I'm going to buy as much as I possibly can. Because I see that the world is going to change from the haves not, and the middle class to just the haves and the have nots. What's going to happen in our society is the rich are going to get richer and the middle class is going to disappear and the poor is going to get poorer, right? Because the rich are going to own all the assets. They're going to own all the physical assets of this world. And when they own all the physical assets of this world, there'll be no alternative for people other than to pay higher and higher and higher rent every single year forever. That's just the way it's going to be. That's the future of housing, my friends. And I intend to prove it to you. Now, I have about 5 articles here. I could go on for hours on this. But I'm just going to pick it apart with the 14 ways or the 14 reasons why no one will ever buy real estate again. But as we go through that, I want you to think about other black swan events, changes in society completely. I want you to think about other things that are going out of business in the near future. Television. Remember when you watched television with an antenna? That's gone. Nobody watches television with an antenna anymore. So if you built televisions and you built television antennas, you're out of business. If you talk about television itself, it changed to cable. But I'm telling you, the millennials now no longer even want to watch cable TV. TV viewing is down because now they're getting their information online where there's thousands of choices for free, not hundreds of choices for $400 a month like it costs to have cable TV. My friends, these people are different than you and I were when we grew up. But what's really interesting is they're changing us. They have got us to the point where now, if you go to a restaurant and you look around the restaurant, 80% of the people in their restaurant are not talking to each other. They're looking at a cell phone. They've got us to the point where we don't think we Google everything. I was out with my girlfriend the other day. We're sitting there having a dinner and, you know, I was trying to be romantic with her and spend some time with her, but it got her. Something happened, and she picked up her phone and started reading her phone. I don't know if it was emails or if she's shopping online or talking to a friend with text. It doesn't matter. She wasn't there with me. So I said to her, I guess it's phone time. And I picked up my phone and started doing the same thing. I'm 58 years old, and they've got me living in a handset. I live my life in a cell phone. There's no need to own a home. There's no need to own anything anymore. Give us a little electric car and a cell phone, and we'll live life happily ever after. Because we no longer need stuff. Stuff is problematic to us. And a home is the biggest and the baddest collection of stuff that you could possibly buy. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 24 years. Our students have won local, state, and national awards as Real Estate Investor of the Year 8 of the last 8 years. Personal Real Estate Investor magazine has named us the best education and mentoring group in the United States. Our students own an astounding amount of single-family rental houses and apartment complexes. I'm Lynn Andres, host of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show and an investor in both single-family and multifamily properties. If you're ready to add some real estate to your portfolio, I've got your map. Come to the next workshop to claim your map to financial freedom. Go to getmymapnow.com and register for the next workshop in your area. That's getmymapnow.com.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the fact that our lives have changed, society has changed, and that the millennials have decided they do not want to own homes and they never are going to change back to wanting to own homes, that era is over. And if you don't see it, there's nothing to do about it for you. But this is the next big wealth transfer that there is. Because when we go out there and we buy real estate, you have to think about what's happening. We are buying an asset. First of all, the asset is going up in value. So we're gaining capital gains. The average person has to work for every dollar they earn. Capital gains occur while we're asleep. Number two, the tenants are paying off our mortgages. So we are accumulating equity, both from the point that our equity is going up from appreciation, but also from the fact that they're paying off our debt. So we're accumulating equity in both directions. Sometimes there's even a third way we accumulate equity, when we just flat buy it. From people out there that no longer want to own real estate, they get tired of it, they're worn out, whatever, we buy it, and we buy it below what it's worth. So we capture equity. But just in the more general sense, you have to think about what we're doing. So as time goes on, we're getting passive income streams coming in from this rental property, and we're earning more and more and more money from this rental income because the rental income is going up because fewer and fewer people are wanting to own homes. More and more people are wanting to rent. And so there is a supply and demand curve push for higher rents. Lower vacancy, higher occupancy is occurring everywhere. I've got 5 articles right here now to tell you that's happening. But that's not even the really scary part. The really scary part is that a person who bought a home when they were a kid, 20, 30 years of age, and they held on to it, that home is worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars more than what they paid for it. Now, the kids of today, though, don't see that because during their cognizant years, the years where they actually were paying attention to what was going on, like the last 10 years of their life, they saw their parents lose money on owning real estate. Why? Because in 2000, right, in 2006 and 2007, or 2004, 5, 6, and 7, their parents were paying more and more and more for what we call McMansions, gigantic homes that were not necessary to live in, that were being overpriced because of supply and demand. They were just demanding and they were just bidding the prices up. Because of get-rich-something-now financing availability, where you could buy it for almost nothing down, all of these things were occurring to drive the values up to an inflated but not real value. Because they weren't of value because of how much money you could make by owning them. They were of value because some idiot was willing to pay that to move into one. And so they saw their parents lose hundreds of thousands of dollars on some of these homes. Some of them, they saw they lose their job. Because they lost their job, they couldn't pay their mortgage. They lost their home. They lost their life savings. And they're burnt. And so for them, during the formative years, real estate had nothing but negative connotations to it. And so what I'm trying to point out to you is this is not a phase. This is not a cycle. This is a reality. Again, I got five articles here. I could read you the articles, but the reality is you don't even need, just go on the internet and look it up. More and more people are renting every day. Less and less people are buying. It's just the way of the world. The world is going to a new place. And I'm going to give you 14 reasons why people will never buy homes again, or at least the younger people will never buy homes again. But even the older people are starting to feel these same pains because they're some of the people that got burnt by this situation. And so I'm going to give you today 14 reasons why the world now sees owning a home as a bad thing. It used to be the American dream. It no longer is. It's now a bad thing. And quite honestly, the 14 reasons that they are giving are real to the average mom-and-pop homeowner. Not to the real estate investor who's making millions off of owning real estate, who bought it correctly, financed it correctly, has massive positive cash flow and capital gains. It's not true for us, but these reasons are true for them. All right? So let's dig into this. It's going to take a few minutes to cover it all. But rule or reason number one, and by the way, this is coming out of an article called Business Insider. And it's an article by a millennial guy saying why millennials will never buy homes again. Why I'll never buy a home again is the name of the article. You can look it up if you like. So it starts out like this. Rule number one. My cash is gone. You have to write a big fat check for a down payment. But it's an investment, you say. Historically, this isn't true. Housing returned 0.4% year over year since 1890 to 2004, and that is just housing prices. It forgets all the other stuff I'm going to mention below. Now, here's the thing. Whether that 0.4% is accurate or not, I don't know. I didn't look it up. It seems ridiculous that that's all it is, but maybe it is. The reality is, as I bring people on Tell Dell, as we do case studies, as we do road trips, as we tell you the truth, we have people making hundreds of percent returns. But in this guy's mind, it's 0.4% increase per year. Now, if you believe that, do you think you're ever going to believe anything different? I don't think so. That's an ingrained belief. If I believed that you could only make 0.4% in real estate, I wouldn't be in real estate. The only... You know, and these are all kids think they know it all. And millennials think they know it all better than anybody because they have unlimited access to data because everything they do is online. They look everything up. So you can look that data up. And if you want to find data in your life that says that your life is terrible, if you want to find data that says your ideas are correct, go on the internet and you can find data that says that. I can find you data that says this vitamin will kill you and other data that will say this vitamin will keep you alive forever. That's what happens when there's unlimited access to data. There's going to be false data. And these people are basing that information. But one thing that isn't false is that if you buy a $400,000 home and you write a check for 20% down, which is $100,000, you don't have that $100,000 anymore. In fact, as this guy says, when you buy that home and strike that check for $100,000, you might as well go to that home and put up a big sign in your front yard that says, $100,000, rest in peace, because I'll never see it again. His theory why you'll never see it again is because by the time you decide to sell this house and take your equity out of it, you'll take that equity like his parents did and roll it into the next house. And again for the rest of your life, the money's gone. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Did you know that every dollar you put into a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, that is what we call passive income in your bank account each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team, the right property, and the right map. Equity buildup, that is when your renters pay off your mortgage each month. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value almost every 20 years. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow each month or on our capital gains. These are five of the reasons that real estate accounts for 70%+ of the millionaires in the world today. Attend one of our free workshops on real estate investing to find out how. Call 866-971-8970 or go to 5waywemakemoney.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to 5waywemakemoney.com.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today's conversation is about the fact that the world has changed, that the home ownership dream is gone, that the millennials are going to rent, and that rents are going to go up, occupancy is going to go up, entrepreneurs are going to get richer, and the average person is going to get poorer because they're no longer going to have any ownership equity in their home, they have no assets in their name, and they're going to continue to pay higher and higher prices to rent. And that's basically what's going on. The conversation I have with us here is 14 reasons why that's going to occur. But we've got someone called in here. We've got Mario from Puerto Rico. Mario, welcome to the show. How can we help you today? Looks like we lost him. All right. So let's go on to the second reason here. Second reason is closing costs. I forgot what they were the last two times I bought a house, but it was about another 2 or 3% out of pocket. And for the lawyers, title insurance, moving costs, antidepressant medication that's funny. His antidepressant medication for the fact that he wrote a check for all this money to be able to buy these houses. And his basic thought process was that, hey, you know, it's just money out of my pocket. It's dead money. It's RIP. The third reason that he brings up is maintenance. And this is real. No matter what you're going to fix, no matter what, you're going to fix things. Lots of things. In the lifespan of your house, everything is going to break at least three times. Get down on your hands and knees and fix it, and then open up your checkbook again. Spend some more money. Hey, I rent. My dishwasher doesn't work. I call the landlord and he fixes it. Okay? So if you think about that, that's a very common belief because it's true. It's a lot easier to rent than it is to own a home. People who buy homes, the reason why they lose them is going to realize that the mortgage payment is only about a third of the cost of owning a home. There's all kinds of other issues. And people are realizing that now. They don't want anything to do with it. Do we have Mario back on the line there? All right. Mario, welcome to the show. Looks like we lost you earlier.
Hi, Del. Thanks for taking the call. You just mentioned earlier that it was important to know when to pick the right property and the right financing. How do I know when I've got the right property and the right financing?
You know, Mario, that's about an 8-hour seminar. to be honest with you, that's my whole first day of my 2-day seminars. How to pick the right property. I mean, that's a lot of a question. You have a more specific question? I mean, that really is. That's a whole show in and of itself, maybe a whole day.
Okay, got it. All right.
Do you have a more specific question I could work with? I'll make it simple to you. First of all, there's 20 different things I could tell you about what not to buy as far as rental properties. Okay, I can't go into everything like that. But I will tell you that you need to have positive cash flow. And you need something that's going to rent easily, and you need something that's not going to wear out, and you need something to have total control of that nobody else can mess with, et cetera, et cetera. And you need to buy it at a low enough price that it's going to be a great investment. Now, all those things are relative, so it's really difficult to give you a specific answer on that.
All right. Okay, good enough. Thanks. All right, for
Mario.
Your help as always.
Look us up, man. Look us up. Come on down. Take some information from our website. Start doing a little research on it. All right, let's go on to the next reason. So maintenance is a big one, why these people don't want these homes, and I understand that. I don't like the maintenance on my own home. I'm sitting here right now. I got this mansion. So I've got a pool company, right? I've got a pond company that takes care of my ponds. I've got a fountain company that takes care of my fountains. I've got an irrigation company that takes care of my sprinkler system. I have a septic company that's out here working on my septic system. I've got a landscaping company that mows my yards. And I have another landscaping company that keeps all the rest of the beds and flowers and the trimming and the trees together. Hey, you don't even understand how expensive it is to own a home until you own one. And that's not to mention the fact that we've got to power wash the thing every year and paint the thing every 5 years and repair things that break. And they do break, just like the guy said. Now, the difference in us is we buy real estate at a price and terms and charge rents as positive cash flow. So when all that's done, we've made money. But the average homeowner doesn't do that. They buy too expensive a home that they don't know how to maintain. They pay through the nose for everything they do. In fact, everything I get done in my home costs me 10 times as much as it would cost me to do the same thing in an apartment complex. Because they charge you through the nose for a personal residence. Because they know you have to have it done and you can't do it yourself. Where that doesn't happen in an apartment complex. All right? Number four, the next reason, is taxes. There is this myth that you can deduct a mortgage payment interest from your taxes. However, that's a microscopic dot on your tax return. What's worse is taxes you pay. Why? So your kids can get great education. Whatever. So you can even see the verbiage of these guys is all the same. You have to understand, this generation is not going to want to have kids. They're going to have them if they're poor people because they're too ignorant to not have 4, 5, 6, 8 of them. They don't want to stop having them because that's how they get their welfare checks. But middle class America and upper class America is going to stop having kids. It's not a part of a great lifestyle anymore. You realize if you're a self-contained, self-amused individual, which most of us that grew up in this generation is, and definitely our kids are, my kids, everybody's kids, right now, all they care about is me, myself, and I, 24/7. They don't want kids. See, there used to be a stigma about not having kids. If a woman didn't have kids by 30, she was anti-fertile. They had some name for it. I can't even remember the stigmatic name they had. It was a negative thing. They don't want kids. They don't care about school. They don't want to pay for those kids. Every cent you pay for a child means less money for you to buy trinkets and doodads and to travel and have the kind of life that these people want to live. It's just different now, friends. And they don't care. I know you think they care, but I see more and more TV shows that go like this. Well, Sue, when are you going to have kids? You know you're going to be past your prime. No, women are having kids at a later and later date in life now. It's much easier. You can have them into your 40s now, which is a perfect excuse to not have them in your 20s or in your 30s, which is a perfect excuse to not need a home. You don't need a house when you're running around the world with your boyfriend seeing the world. You can't do that when you're carrying a papoose with you everywhere you go. Come on. Get a view of where the world's going if you want to make money. If you're going to make money, you have to see where the world's going. You can't live in the past and make money. Number five, trapped. Let's spell out very clearly why the myth of homeownership became religion in the United States of America. It's because large corporations didn't want their employees to have many job choices, so they encouraged them to own homes, so they can't move away and get new jobs. Job salary is a function of supply and demand. If you can't move, then you cannot negotiate your salary. You're trapped. There it is. Our parents grew up working at one job their entire life, maybe two, but one full-time job, one career. Now people are changing companies, like they're changing clothes. And many people are even changing careers, like they're changing clothes. At Lifestyles, I see people every single day, especially if you're listening to Tell Dell, you'll see that we see people every single day coming in here that were engineers, doctors, lawyers, CPAs, and they just quit, said, I'm done with that. They buy real estate and become entrepreneurs. Now, I'm not telling you that just to tout entrepreneurialism, which I'm always touting. I'm telling you it's happening in a thousand other ways. People are getting tired of the career. The careers are changing. In fact, careers go away. Certain jobs completely go away at some point, and people have to make sense of it. And so they don't want to be tied down to where they can't go get another job. All right? That's just the way it is. You got to see it. Item number six, it's an ugly investment. What do they mean by that? It is an investment that has three of the worst possible stigmas to investing that there is. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to go into those because I want to give them enough time for you to be able to understand what they are. But there's three reasons why they call this an ugly investment. For those of you who want to call in, our number is 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about losing your job, working till you drop, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Stephen Davis, and I've taught over 100,000 people in the last 24 years the principles of financial freedom through our radio shows and live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about our real estate workshop that really takes it to a whole new level. It gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, we will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Just go to fivewayswemakemoney.com, that's fivewayswemakemoney.com, to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about losing your job, working till you drop, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to the last segment of Del Walmsley Radio Show. As I said when we were leaving, we were talking today about the fact that the real world has changed. People don't want to buy houses anymore. They want to rent. And if you're smart enough to see that, see it clearly enough, you'll understand that the world is going to change asset-wise. Those of us who own assets are going to get richer, wealthier, have more cash flow. Those of you that don't buy assets are going to pay the piper with higher rents for the rest of your life and end up at the end of all that time owning nothing. Hey, that's just going to happen. Why would a generation lose the entire sight of that? Because of the reason I've just gone through. I've gone through five reasons already. I'm going to go to number six. It's an ugly investment. Saying my house is an investment forgets the fact that a house has all the qualities of the ugliest type of investments. Number one, illiquidity. You can't cash out whenever you want. That's not true. You can. In certain situations, you can't, but in most cases, you can. Number two, high leverage. You have to borrow a lot of money in most cases. That's true. Leverage is there. But the reality is that leverage is what allows you to have a very little amount of your money invested in a piece of real estate. And when the appreciation, the capital gains, and the mortgage pay down occurs, have a very high rate of return on your investment. So they're looking at it as a negative. We're looking at it as a positive. Number three, no diversification. A house is by far the largest part of their portfolio and greatly exceeds the 10% of net worth that any investment should be. So there you go. They've been conned into believing that you should never have more than 10% of your net worth in any one investment. So if you can make 100% return with real estate, or you can make 4% return in a diversified portfolio, I suppose you'd rather be diversified at 4% than making 100% return on a real estate portfolio like most of my investors do. It just doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm glad that it makes no sense to them. I'm really glad because we wouldn't be able to buy up the whole world if it wasn't for people thinking this way. Personal reason, number seven, trapped, a la part two. Some people like to have roots, but I like things to change every once in a while. Starting March 2009, I was renting in the apartment directly across the street from the New York Stock Exchange. It was fun. I looked out the window and I saw Wall Street. How exciting. Before that, I lived in Chelsea Hotel with Chubb Rock. And last year, I don't even know who Chubb Rock is. Last year, we decided to relax and move to a little north. Now we look out the window and see the Hudson River, and it's quiet. And I can walk along the river in the morning with no noise. It took us 2 weeks to pick a place to move. No hassles. I like living hassle-free. You see, friends, people no longer care about putting down roots. They have no reason to keep their kids in a specific school because they have no kids, and they're not going to have kids, if not until much later in life. All right? Number 8, walls. You can't change the walls you rent. A lot of people seem to want to tear walls down or paint them or something else. Sometimes when you rent, you can do these things. Well, maybe make sure that you have a tenant landlord that lets you do that, but the reality is there must be some ancient evolutionary tick that makes you want to tear walls down and put up nails in them and paint them. I don't want to. I like my walls to stay right where they're at. In other words, all this creativity about your housing doesn't mean anything to them. Number 10, psychology. Look at your personal, I'm sorry, number 9, rent. People argue that the price of the mortgage, the maintenance, the taxes, etc., is all baked into the price of rent. Sometimes this isn't true, but usually not. Now, I don't know where they got that idea from, other than the fact that they're living in New York where people don't rent houses or apartments for as much as it costs them to own them, which is really a bad place to own rental real estate. Number 10, psychology. Look at your personal reasons for wanting to own. Do you feel like you can't accomplish something in life until you own a house? Do you feel like it's part of getting married and settling down, i.e. creating a nest egg for your future children? Again, they don't want children, but let's go back to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. One of the rules in Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill says that men, a la males, will never be successful until they own a home. Men that own a home are 75 to 80% more successful than the men that don't, because now they're stuck. They're in a spot with a spouse, with kids. They've got to go to work. They've got to grind away. They've got to get there. And they're not going to get there unless they grind away. And so owning a home becomes a trap to them. Napoleon Hill admitted it 100 years ago. It's still true today. These people are seeing, I don't want to do it. Number 11, your time. Do you really want to spend all your time working on your house? Is this where your time is best spent, towards creating a happy, fulfilled life for yourself? Hey, I told you, I spend way too much time on my house. It bugs the crap out of me. Number 12, choices. I feel like when I rent, I always have the choice to leave. I live wherever in the world I want, whenever I want. Adventure becomes a possibility, even if I never take advantage of it. Number 13, stress. For me, not for everyone, but for me, owning a home equals stress. I saw what my parents went through at their worst moments owning a home. I saw what I and others went through in the internet bust when I first owned a home. I saw what people went through in 2008. People were killing themselves. I don't like that kind of stress. This guy relates owning a home with killing oneself. Now think, this is what the millennials think. This is generic to what they believe. Number 14, cash is king. I like cash in the bank. I like having access to it. I don't like it all tied up in one illiquid investment. I want to fill a bathtub with all the dollar bills I have, and I want to swim around in it. I want to bathe in my cash. Or in other words, he wants a gold grill. He wants to have tats. He wants to have gauges. He wants to have jewelry, bling bling, gold chains. He wants to have a big ride. He wants to have the best phone every 6 months. He wants crap. But that's okay. Don't get me wrong. I love the fact that these guys want crap. The reason is because they're going to rent from me for the rest of their lives. They will have all the freedom they want, but they're going to make me mega rich, and all the investors like me, mega rich, to where we'll have a different kind of freedom. We'll have the freedom to do what we want, when we want, with ever, whomever we want, anytime we want, because we not only have the free time of being retired as passive income, with passive income, but we also have the money to do those wonderful things in life you'd want to do. No, my friends, the world has changed. and it's not going to change back in any near future. We are done riding horses. We're done riding on steam trains. And now, we're done buying homes to live in. It's a new world order. And that world order is going to create new opportunities financially. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've ever been taught so that you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us every Monday through Friday. Can't get enough? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation. The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Ask any of the members or mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, the real estate education and mentoring group, and they'll tell you it's not how smart you are or how long and hard you work. It's whether you're on the right map to begin with. Can what you're doing take you to the financial position that you want to be in? I'm Lynn Andres, host of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Visit GetMyMapNow.com to meet some of our members who are on the right map and on the way to reaching their financial goals. Whether you just started thinking about investing in real estate or you consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited provides the support necessary to take you to the next level. We are mentors that offer you guidance on every step of the real estate investing process, from single-family houses to 600-unit apartment complexes. Our members have done it all. They've won multiple Investor of the Year awards 8 of the last 8 years. Call 866-907-2085 or visit GetMyMapNow.com to begin or advance your real estate investing career today.